At an appearance at the state fair, Cuomo commented on the felony conviction of President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, in federal court in Virginia, and the guilty plea from Trump's personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, where Cohen implicated the president in a crime.
Manafort and Cohen, I think, are not just embarrassing for the president and not just inherently condemning of the president. This was his lawyer and his campaign chairman. There's not a lot of distance between those points.
Cuomo says if Trump were to pardon Cohen, it would be a de facto silencing of a witness against him. And the governor says that would be tantamount to obstruction of justice and an impeachable offense. The governor had to walk back remarks from a few days ago when he said America was never that great, saying he was inartful when he expressed the view that the nation still has a ways to go to achieve equality for all. Since then, Cuomo's devoted most of his public statements and portions of his Twitter feed to doubling down to condemn the president and his actions. On Sunday, Cuomo spoke to a receptive audience at the First Baptist Church in Crown Heights, where he referred to the president as King Trump and the divider-in-chief.
And I have a message for the president. Mr. Trump, I've known you for 30 years. You may be a slick salesman who fooled many people in this country, but you didn't fool me and you didn't fool New Yorkers.
Cuomo's opponents in the governor's race say he needs to focus more, though, on New York's problems and how he might resolve them. Former Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who is running as an independent candidate for governor, says the state has lost over 1 million people in the years Cuomo has been in office, and his economic development programs haven't worked.
There are a lot of shortcomings in terms of the public policy that New York is saddled with right now. And having been in charge of that for 8 years, he's got to answer for that. And apparently he doesn't want to defend his record. So I think it's easier to engage in, you know, this soundbite political culture, which I don't think the voters are going to be satisfied with.
Miner says the governor's administration has its own corruption problems, and she finds it ironic that Cuomo is quick to link Trump to the crimes of the president's former campaign manager and chief fixer when Cuomo's campaign manager and fixer, former top aide Joe Percoco, was convicted on federal bribery charges and awaits sentencing this fall.
For a person who lives in a glass house, he shouldn't be throwing stones, or he should at least recognize that the voters of the state of New York understand double standards and they will not tolerate it.
Meanwhile, Cuomo's opponent in the Democratic primary, Cynthia Nixon, held a news conference outside Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan, where she and her supporters demanded that Cuomo give back $64,000 in campaign donations he received from Trump. Cuomo got that money during his unsuccessful 2002 governor's race and for his run for attorney general in 2006. Nixon says it's hypocritical to keep that money.
Cuomo didn't have an excuse before for keeping Trump's money, but he definitely doesn't have any excuse now.
Cuomo said in July that he did not intend to return the money. On Wednesday, in response to a reporter's question about accepting large campaign donations in general, he says he's not swayed by the views of a donor.
If you are a person who is influenced by donors, you shouldn't be in this business.
Later, a spokeswoman for Cuomo's campaign, Liz Smith, tweeted a response saying the joke is on Trump and Nixon because Cuomo is using the money to help elect more Democrats to public office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.